Thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
Three things I want to share with you that not only can be an encouragement to moms, which I wanted to be today, but it really is three key words that if we'll begin to use these in our lives, we're going to find our lives turn around, and those that live around us or we associate with, we're going to find there's a great change in them also. So we're going to get right into that. Look at your notes there. I was sitting at my desk and I was thinking, what kind of a title do I want to give this? And I was thinking about my mom and how much I appreciate her, how much I have benefited from her patience. Turn to someone and say, patience, her long suffering, and everything else that goes with it. That I guess I'm just fortunate to be alive, and that my mom did not kill me. She had every right to. She would have been found innocent by all courts, to the lowest to the highest courts in the country, no doubt about it, when they heard about the things that I did and the rest of my siblings. So I'm going to include all them in it too. My mom's been gone for almost 18 years. She raised six children. My father passed away when I was 15 years old. I'm the oldest of the six. She never remarried and raised us kids. And if you know anything about the Morrisons, you'll say, wow, there is a God in heaven. But she did what I think is a great job. I don't know how she held it all together, but she did. So I do appreciate my mom. I think about her a lot. I think about our conversations, as you must also think about that. So in a way, I'm asking her for some forgiveness today, like I do every year and all the time. But I do want to share with you some keys I think will be helpful. I was thinking about Mother's Day, and when did it actually begin? And I did a little bit of research on it, and I had those statistics, and I had the facts. It started back about the first decade of the 1900s, 1908, I think it actually started, and then it was officially adopted at something like 1912 or something like that. We've been celebrating it. But I found that it goes back a lot further than that, the fact that we should honor our mothers. As a matter of fact, it goes all the way back to God's dealings with the children of Israel as he brought them out and was going to take them into the promised land, and he was instructing them how to live a life that would be pleasing to God, but not only live a life that would be pleasing to God, but how to live a life that would be fruitful, beneficial. We use the word abundant, rewarding life. You see, that's what God has in mind for us. God's desire for each and every one of us is to have a rewarding life, an abundant life, a fruitful life, a satisfying life, if you will. But we know that we live in a world that there's evil and there's temptations. We live in a world and we've been given a free will. And a lot of the time, the free will exercises itself over everything else that is of God, and we get ourselves in trouble. So there's all kind of battles that go on. And sometimes, because of the evil and the free will, people don't act the way they should act. So I want to say from the very beginning, as I talk about moms and I talk about these three keys, don't turn me off by saying, listen, my mom didn't deserve it. My mom wasn't like that. You don't understand where I'm coming from, the things that happened in my life. I want to tell you right now, there are some things that we'll never understand why they happened in this life. But I do know that God is bigger than all of those things. I do believe that God can take the most negative of all situations and turn it around for good. He has the power to do that, if we'll just allow him to do that. So listen carefully to some of these things. That's not going to be a long message, but I think a very helpful message to each and every one of us. But look at Exodus chapter 20. One of the Ten Commandments, it's actually the fifth commandment that was given. And listen to this. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. So to honor your moms and your dad started a lot longer than our government made it official. You get that point? I find something interesting about this fifth commandment. It's repeated several times throughout the scriptures. I'm going to jump a couple of those that are in the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, where the Apostle Paul makes reference to the same text. In his book, when he's writing to the church at Ephesus, chapter 6, and he writes these words, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Now, I want you to take your pen, if you will. Circle that word, promise. This is interesting. Out of the Ten Commandments, this is the only commandment that has a promise attached to it. Isn't that interesting? So how valuable or how rewarding God knew that this scripture commandment, if followed, would be to the individual is stated several times over and over again. I think we need to get it. We need to get it. With promise, listen, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So it has a promise attached to it. Now, all of the commandments that follow are certainly going to make life easier, but this one specifically has a promise that if you honor your mother and your father, and we certainly want to do that. Honor means to give significance to. To give significance to. And I don't think we give our moms and mothers, we don't give that honor that we should give to them. That respect that is due to them. Matter of fact, as a result of not doing that, and as a result of the way the world handles this issue and the message the world said, you know, gives to or communicates to moms and mothers is exactly the opposite and caused what James Dobson has called the number one problem that we find with moms and mothers is just a lack of feeling significant, lack of feeling worth, a lack of feeling value. And it really leads to them developing a low self-esteem of themselves, which is the foundation or root of so many other problems that can occur in one's life. So what we want to do is we want to answer the question, how can I give my mom an A? I want to be able to say, and each one of us to be able to walk out of this room and say, listen, I don't want you to be thinking, well, my mom deserves an F. My mom deserves a D. The way this, listen, I want you to walk out of here believing and realizing that your mom deserves an A. And here's what we're going to talk about. There are three things that we want to talk about. First of all, you can give her the gift of acceptance. Give her the gift of acceptance. Now, acceptance simply means that you accept the fact that she's your mom. That she was the vehicle that was used by God to bring you here. And you sit here today because your mom. You say, well, I didn't have a choice. She didn't choose you. That's right. But acceptance doesn't mean that you agree with her. It doesn't mean that she's perfect. It simply means you accept her, that she's the mom or the vehicle that God used to bring you in this world. Now, with the word acceptance, you might want to put this down alongside of your notes, most always comes with forgiveness. Because to accept someone fully, most likely there has to be some forgiveness involved in that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because you see, we don't always act right toward one another. We don't always treat each other right. We don't always respond the way we should to one another. As a result of it, things can build up in one's heart. A kind of unforgiveness, which leads to bitterness and anger and all kind of thoughts of, you know, whatever they might be. So forgiveness is certainly an act that each and every one of us need to exercise if we're going to accept someone. It's easy. See, here's what can happen to you. It's easy to blame our parents or mom for all the hang-ups we have today. I can't tell you how many times I heard this over and over and over again. Now, It's true, the past definitely affects the present. But listen to this carefully. You choose your reaction to the past. How are you reacting to the past that is happening? You can't say it didn't happen. It did happen. But because it did happen, should it now affect you and hinder you from becoming everything that God wants you to be? But it does in so many ways. And you go back and you say, well, it's because I was abused, because I was abandoned, because this is the way I was taught, and as a result, I carry those things, and it's just hard. And unfortunately, we carry them into the relationships that we build, into our families, and we become exactly, you know, you have standing in front of the mirror and say, oh, my Lord, I look just like my mom kind of attitude. And a lot of times, we act just like our moms in so many ways. So not always blaming the past. Maturity, matter of fact, is accepting responsibility for our own situation. Have you come to that place of maturity where you just accept it? And it can't happen unless there's forgiveness exercised. If you're holding on to unforgiveness because of what a mom did or your mother did in your life, I tell you, you're not going to get the breakthroughs you need to get. You see, unforgiveness binds you more than it binds the individual that you can't forgive. You're the one in prison. You're the one that can't get out. You're the one that have walled yourself in, and every time you try to take one step, you back up two steps, and it's quite possible that you're chained to unforgiveness and need to take a seriously look. Like you say, well, my mom's been dead and gone for so many years. You can still do it because you're not doing it for your mom's sake right now. You're doing it for your sake. You're saying, I forgive her. And truly forgive her, and I accept her for who she was. I know that's difficult for some people to do on this Mother's Day. Others, it's very easy, but it's something that we need to keep practicing, even with our moms that are alive today. Even though we feel as our moms have done nothing wrong, they still need to feel accepted. Look at that verse there, where it talks about. In Ephesians again, Paul says, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us what? Circle it. Underline it. Highlight it. He made us accepted. Who made us accepted? Jesus. God made us accepted. Now, did we deserve to be accepted? Absolutely not. Did we do everything right to earn acceptance? No. Were we living the kind of lives where God could just readily accept us? No. So God wasn't accepting our lifestyle. He was accepting us the very fact that we were made in his image and likeness, and God had a plan for us and a purpose for us, so he accepted us. He went then, based on that he wanted to accept us, took the initiative that while we were still in sin, he went ahead and provided a way out for us. He died for us. That's acceptance. You take the initiative. You accept. You forgive. Acceptance says, I accept you in spite of your weaknesses, in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of your failures. You know, being a mom, I thought about it, is the only thing you can't undo. It almost said every other endeavor, every other relationship, every other thing that you've entered into the world, you can somewhat undo it, can't you? I mean, if you don't like your job, you can undo it and quit. If you don't like other relationships that you have, you just say, down the road, I'm down the road. But when you're a mom, you can't undo it. You're a mom. It's done. It's a done deal. So, acceptance. Number two, we can give her the gift of appreciation. The gift of appreciation. All right. Appreciation. We appreciate you, Mom. We appreciate you for all the things that you've done for us, or you've tried to do for us, or trying to give us your best. You know, it's unfortunate, and of course, when I'm putting a message together, especially a message like this, you have to know I was thinking a lot about my mom. And every time I brought one of these up, I had to ask myself the question, did I accept her? Have I accepted her? Did I appreciate her? And you know what? I had to give myself an F in this. I did not appreciate my mom. I took her for granted. I really did. I took her for granted in so many ways, and I was regretful for that at the end of her life. Matter of fact, years back, and we did have a great relationship at the end. We enjoyed talking to each other every week. We had vacations together. We'd always visit her at the end. But if I go back to those rebellious childhood days, and I go back to those teenage days when my father, who at a young age, 43 years old, passed away. And there I was left as the oldest. I was 15, the oldest of six children, and there was my mom. And you think, oh, and you know, a lot of people say this. They say, well, you had to step in and be the dad. Ooh, that hurts. Because I didn't. I didn't step in. Matter of fact, all restraint that was on my life was removed. Now I could get really wild. I could do some really crazy things. So I took advantage of her. And I did things that were absolutely hurtful to her. And I'm sure they're all healed now in the presence of Jesus. But they were hurtful. And I regret those hurtful things that I did to her and took her for granted. Do you ever consider how much easier your mother's life would have been without you? Huh? My mom would have had it made. And she did. She married later in life. She was 33, I believe, when she married. And she'd tell me about all those days. And I thought, Mom, you blew it. You should have just stayed single. She was having fun. She had girlfriends, and they did things together. They played cards. They traveled all over. They'd go down to the beach shore. And she'd tell me about all these good times. And then the kids came along. Really? I mean, and she consumed herself with those kids. She never remarried. She went on to Social Security and lived out and raised the six kids and made it possible for us to about have anything that we needed in our lives, even to the very last one leaving and giving a graduation gift. She was able to do it. I don't know how she was able to do it, but she did it. But I took it for granted. I took it for granted, and I shouldn't have taken it for granted. The deepest need in human nature is the need, the craving to be appreciated. I should have appreciated her more. I should have took more advantage of it. So listen, do it now. If your mom's still there, if your wife, appreciate your wife, appreciate your moms. And again, don't let any barriers keep you from doing that. Mark Twain said, I could go a full 2 weeks on one good compliment. I figured that out. It probably, if you go a full 2 weeks, I guess it works out to 12 compliments a year. It'll cover all the months, right? He goes back and he says, just six. Give me six compliments a year. And that fills that need, that vacuum to be appreciated up. It's an amazing thing what one compliment will do, what one word of appreciation can do for that individual. All right, the last A that we want to give our moms is one of affirmation. Affirmation. Affirming her. And many of us that are here today have that opportunity to do that. I want you to think about the awesome responsibility. How overwhelming moms must feel. How inadequate moms must feel for the chore. And it's not just a present thing. They've got to think of the future of these children. And they carry that responsibility that every day, whatever happens, whatever words they say, whatever judgments they make, whatever decisions they make, have everything to do with the future of these children that they're hanging around. They're hanging all over them. Listen, this has become all new to me again since Kelly has had three children. I mean, it's my third life, but I'm realizing that, I mean, it's amazing things that moms do. And then when I see moms walking in with children all hanging all over them and they got it together and they're doing it, and I'm thinking, man, it's just, I couldn't do it. No, there's no way. That's the truth. There's no way. I can do a lot of things, but I can't do that. You know why? I don't think I have the grace to do that. I do believe God gives grace to moms. I do believe God will give you grace to do it. If you feel overwhelmed and inadequate and so challenged, overwhelming, I do believe that God's grace is sufficient to meet that need in your life. Sometimes you just have to look up a little bit, especially when it comes to having a lot. Just look up and say, God, only you can help me to do something like this. Affirming. But the awesome responsibility, the overwhelming, seemingly odds against them, and here's why I say that their odds are against them, is because of our society. It's because of the world's message and the enemy that so bombards them that they're trying to do a good job as a mom, and yet the media and everyone else is giving them this false picture, an idea of what they should be. And they can't line up. They're not going to look like that. They're not going to act like that. They're not going to be that perfect wife. I mean, all of that is working against them, bombarding them, and that's why they need to be affirmed by each and every one of us. Affirmation means to show respect for their efforts. Showing respect for their efforts. Showing them that they are valuable. You're valuable. You really are. You see, bring out the best in them. Don't always be looking at what they've done wrong, but affirming them is dealing more with the future. Affirming them that they can do it. Affirming them that God will be with them. Affirming them that it will work out in the end. Showing respect. I find this interesting, and we overlook this even in our Easter message many times. When Jesus hung on the cross and all the things that he provided for us, you know what one of his last acts were on this planet? He looked down at his mother, and he looked over at his beloved disciple, John, and he said to John, "Take care of mom." Isn't that amazing? He said, "Take care of my mother." He was affirming her at the last. Not only was he dying for her sins, but there was something physical there. Because Mary went on to be one of the 120 in the upper room that was filled with the Holy Spirit and went out. It was the beginnings of the early church that exploded. But there was something physical I'm seeing in that Jesus would take. Was there attachment there? I think there's, yeah. He was fully human. But he was able, even when he couldn't hardly get any words out of his mouth because of lack of breath, he was able to say, you know, take care of her. Giving her the assurance that she wouldn't be alone. John would be with her. And knowing John, Mary probably said, this is good. You know, this is good. Affirmation is strong. Strong. Jesus said to us, really, and he says to all people, Matthew chapter 6, he said to them, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. He said to Joshua, when Joshua was coming into the land, you know what he said to Joshua? Joshua is about to take over a big position, overwhelming responsibility, follow Moses. And what did he tell them in the first chapter? Have courage. Be of good courage. You know what affirming means? It means to give courage. You know what God was doing with Joshua? He was affirming him, you can do it, Joshua. Moses was a good man, but you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. He said, all the land that's before you, you're going to walk in it and you're going to take the land. You can do it. Now, Joshua was doubting that he could do it. But God was affirming him. And that's what God does all the time. He affirms us. You're the salt. You're the light. You can do it. You're made in my image and likeness. I breathed my breath in you. I gave you gifts. I gave you talents. Now the world's tried to give you something different. They have attacked them. But you're still my child. I still say you can do it. Moms, you can do it. Mothers, you can do it. Words of affirmation to each and every one of us. So, give your mom an A. acceptance, appreciation, and affirmation. And we want to do our little part in that by honoring the mothers here today before we go. So I'm going to ask all moms and all mothers, if you'll just please come on up here. Would you come on up here? And I want you to stand at these altars. And while they're coming, I want you to give them the biggest hand that you can give these moms and these mothers here today. Come on all the way up to the steps, moms and mothers. Get as close as we can get everyone down. And if you'll help me out on that side, the moms that are coming down there, will you make your way all the way over? Roger, if he could just go all the way over. If you just make your way all the way over to the very end so we can get everyone down here. Just go ahead and make your way. Those are coming down, just come on up a little closer, just to the step. Not yet. We don't want to just hold off on the gifts there for a second. I thought I had a basket here, but you took my basket. But before I even get into this, we want to do something else that's important. We're going to give a chance for you to come on down here. Try to come on down. Moms, can we get some more in there? I don't want to feel like they're excluded or not part of this. And it's just this hang up I have. I like everyone bunched together, scooting together. What a blessed sight.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.